Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Zvachim, Daf Kuf Chaf, the 14th Perek Paras Chatas, and the final Daf of the Masechta. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Zera asked, Ola's Bama's Yachin Sheikhinisa Lifnim, an Ola of a minor Bama, which one brought inside the Mechitza of a Bama Gedola after shechting it, and he then took it out again. What is the halacha? Do we say, Kevin de Ayla, Kaltu Mechitzasa, once the carbon entered, the partition took hold of it, and is subject to all laws of a Bama Gedola? Or Kevin de Hadar, once it returned outside the Mechitza, it returned to its former status as Kadshe Bama Katana? The Gemara quotes some halachos about kadshei kadshim, which were shechted in Darom, the south side of the Azar, which are puzzle. If they were placed on the Mizbeach, Rabbi says, Yerdu, they should be taken down, and Rabbi Yosef says, well, Yerdu. Rabbi Zera's question, which is also about kadshim shechted in the incorrect place, relative to the Bama Gedola, can be asked according to both opinions. Rabbi may have only ruled to take down improperly shechted kadshei kadshim from the Mizbeach, because de lochaze u'makadish, it does not sanctify something unfit for it, but the mechitza of a Bama Gedola may even sanctify something unfit. Rav Yosef may have ruled to leave the kadshei kadshim on the Mizbeach, because the whole Azora, including Darum, is all one place, as opposed to karbon shechted outside of a Bama Gedola's partition. Point number two, Rav and Shmuel debate the halacha of shechitas layel b'bamas yachid, shechting at night on a private Bama. One says the shechita is kosher and the other says it's pasul. The argument revolves around how to answer contradiction in psukim. One pasuk says, V'yom rebugadetem golu olai hayom even gedola. And Shaul said, you have acted treacherously, roll over to me this day a great stone, implying that karbanis must be brought at a bama katana by day. However, in the next pasuk, Shaul says to tell the people that each man should bring his bull and his lamb and shecht here and eat and not sin to Hashem by eating over the blood, meaning before Zrika. And it concludes, Vayigishu ko'am ish shoro biyadu halayla v'yishchatu sham. And the entire people brought forward each man his bull in his hand that night and they slaughtered there. This proves that shechita on a bama katana can be at night. One or more answers the first pasuk discusses kodshim, which must be by day, whereas the second refers to chulin. The other Amor says the first pasuk is about karbanas designated for a Bama Gedola, which require shechita by day, whereas the second refers to karbanas designated for a Bama Katana, which may be shechted at night. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph taught that the laws of Noser, Zman, meaning Pigul and Tan, and Tame, eating Kachim while Tame, all apply equally to a Bama Katana. A Braisa seeks a source disqualifying a carbon of a Bama Katana, which was left overnight. One might have argued, line yisarif, v'yotzi yisarif, a carbon kept overnight is burned, and a carbon which goes out of its bounds is burned. Just as yotzi does not apply to a bama katana, since it has no boundaries, so to a carbon left overnight should remain valid at a bama katana. The Braisa responds that we can prove the opposite from ofos. If birds, which are not disqualified by a mum, are still disqualified with lina, then karbanas of a bama katana, which are disqualified with a mum, should certainly be disqualified with lina. The Braisa counters that the avoda of ofos requires kohanim, but even zarim can perform avoda of a bama katana. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Zos toras zevach shlamim," and this is the law of the shlamim offering, equating all shlamim, including on a bama katana. Lasos man bama katana kizman bama gedola, teaching to make time restrictions at a bama katana like time restrictions of a bama gedola. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Zera asked, Olas Bamas Yachid Shechnisa Lifnim, an Ola of a minor Bama, which one brought inside the Mechitza of a Bama Gedola after shechting it, Rotzi El Chutz, and he then took it out again. What is the halacha? Do we say, Kevin de Ayla, Kaltu Mechitzasa, once the carbon entered, the partition took hold of it, and is subject to all laws of a Bama Gedola? Or Kevin de Hadar, once it returned outside the Mechitza, it returned to its former status as Kadshei Bama Katana? The Gemara quotes some halachos about kadshei kadshim, which were shechted in Darom, the south side of the Azar, which are puzzle. If they were placed on the Mizbeach, Rabbi says, Yerdu, they should be taken down, and Rabbi Yosef says, well, Yerdu. Rabbi Zera's question, which is also about kadshim shechted in the incorrect place, relative to the Bama Gedola, can be asked according to both opinions. Rabbi may have only ruled to take down improperly shechted kadshei kadshim from the Mizbeach, because de lochaze u'makadish, it does not sanctify something unfit for it, but the mechitza of a Bama Gedola may even sanctify something unfit. Rav Yosef may have ruled to leave the kadshei kadshim on the Mizbeach, because the whole Azora, including Darum, is all one place, as opposed to karbon shechted outside of a Bama Gedola's partition. Point number two, Rav and Shmuel debate the halacha of shechitas layel b'bamas yachid, shechting at night on a private Bama. One says the shechita is kosher and the other says it's pasul. The argument revolves around how to answer contradiction in psukim. One pasuk says, "V'yomer begadtem golu olai hayom evan gadola." And Shaul said, "You have acted treacherously. Roll over to me this day a great stone," implying that karbanos must be brought at a bama katana by day. However, in the next pasuk, Shaul says to tell the people that each man should bring his bull and his lamb and shecht here and eat, and not sin to Hashem by eating over the blood, meaning before zrika. And it concludes, "Vayigishu ko'am ish shoro biyado halayla v'yishchatu sham." And the entire people brought forward each man his bull in his hand that night, and they slaughtered there. This proves that shechita on a bama katana can be at night. One or more answers the first pasuk discusses kodshim, which must be by day, whereas the second refers to chulin. The other Amor says the first pasuk is about karbanas designated for a bama gadola, which require shechita by day, whereas the second refers to karbanas designated for a bama katana, which may be shechted at night. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph taught that the laws of Noser, Zman, meaning pigul and tan, and Tame, eating kachim while Tame, all apply equally to a bama katana. A braisa seeks a source disqualifying a karban of a bama katana, which was left overnight. One might have argued, lan yisarif v'yotzi yisarif, a carbon kept overnight is burned, and a carbon which goes out of its bounds is burned. Just as yotzi does not apply to a bama katana, since it has no boundaries, so to a carbon left overnight should remain valid at a bama katana. The Bryce responds that we can prove the opposite from ofos. If birds, which are not disqualified by a mum, are still disqualified with lina, then carbonas of a bama katana, which are disqualified with a mum, should certainly be disqualified with lina. The Bryce counters that the avoda of ofos requires kohanim, but even zarim can perform avoda of a bama katana. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Vezos toras zevach ha-shlamim," and this is the law of the shlamim offering, equating all shlamim, including on a bama katana. Lasos man bama katana kizman bama gadola, teaching to make time restrictions at a bama katana like time restrictions of a bama gadola. All right, so now we get our siman daf kuf chaf, and our standard siman is a cook. A cook, so here goes. The cook, trying to prepare for the siyum, got so overwhelmed that he brought the ola from a bama katana into the walls of the bama gadola and then out to the bama katana again, while his workers shechted a shlamim at a bama's yachid at night, and then let the emurim sit out overnight, making them puzzle. Once again, slow motion. The cook, that must be more on daf, kuf chaf. The cook, trying to prepare for the siyum, got so overwhelmed that he brought the oil from a bama katana into the walls of the bama gadola and then out to the bama katana again. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked, "Oz bama's yochid sheichnisa lifnim, an oil of a minor bama which one brought inside the mechitza of a bama gadola after shechting it, and then he took it out again. What is the halacha? Do we say once the carbon entered the partition, the mechitza took hold of it, and it's subject to all laws of a bama gadola, or once it's returned outside the mechitza, it's returned to its former status as kachay bama katana?" So the cook, trying to prepare for the siyum, got so overwhelmed that he brought the ola from a bama katana into the walls of the bama gadola and then out to the bama katana again, while his workers shechted a shlamim at a bama's yachid at night. Which reminds us, Rav and Shmuel debate the halacha of shechitas laila b'bama's yachid, shechting at night on a private bama. One says the shechita is kosher and the other says it's pasul. Their argument revolves around how to answer a contradiction in psukim. So the cook, trying to prepare for the siyum, got so overwhelmed that he brought the oa from a bama katana into the walls of the bama gadola and then out to the bama katana again, while his workers shechted a shlamim at a bama's yachid at night and then let the emurim sit out overnight, making them possible. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses the source that zman restrictions apply to a bama katana. So once again, the cook, trying to prepare for the siyum, got so overwhelmed that he brought the oil from a bama katana into the walls of the bama gadola and then out to the bama katana again, while his workers shechted a shlamim at a bama's yachid at night and then let the emurim sit out overnight, making them puzzle. Hadron Olach, Masech HaZvachim. Mazel tov, everyone, on being assigned the 29th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Machzor, a grand total of 119 brought, 357 points now organized in our mind for efficient review and long-term retention using simanim. May Kodesh Baruch Hu continue to bench us with Hatzlach in our learning in Achazara, and may we continue to go Mechal Achal as we begin the next Masechta, Maseches Menachos, and may we be zoch to make a kinyan on all of Shas together with simanim. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Hazara. Daf Kuf Dezayin. So the Zimmer Daf Kuf Dezayin is a barber giving haircuts. So here goes. The animal barber, that must be on Daf Kuf Dezayin. Haircuts. Kuf Dezayin, cuts. The animal barber who let in 7 pure animals, but only 2 impure animals at a time, into his shop, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how Noach knew which animals were considered Torah and which were Tameh. So the animal barber, who hadn't 7 pure animals, but only 2 impure animals at a time, into his shop, was giving a great non-Jew who converted because he heard the Torah had been given, a haircut, which reminds the Gemara brings Malchus of Yisro, came before Matan Torah and discusses what prompted him to come. So the animal barber, who hadn't 7 pure animals, but only 2 pure animals at a time, into his shop, was giving a great non-Jew who converted because he heard the Torah had been given, a haircut, leaving his B'nai Noach friends outside, who were happy they were permitted to bring offerings on a bama, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that B'nai Noach are still permitted to sacrifice on bamos nowadays, because the prohibition against bamos was only told to Jews. Therefore, any Gentile may build a bama nowadays and sacrifice whatever he wants on it. However, Rav Asi said it's prohibited to assist them and perform shlichus on their behalf in sacrificing on a bama nowadays. Still, Rava said it's permitted to instruct them how to bring karbanos themselves. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. So the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Zayin is a gabai with a set of keys. So here goes. The gabai with a set of keys. Gabai with a set of keys? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The gabai with a set of keys who wouldn't open the gate for the Rotzeach to enter the Shiloh Machne Leviyah, since it didn't serve as a place of refuge, which reminds us, the Machne Leviyah and Shiloh did not protect inadvertent murders, but it did in the Midbar. So the gabai with a set of keys who wouldn't open the gate for the Rotzeach to enter the Shiloh of Machne Leviyah, since it didn't serve as a place of refuge, told him to go hide behind the 5 people standing around Obama and arguing over which karbanos can be brought on it, which reminds the Gemara brings 5 different opinions regarding which karbanos can be brought on Obama. So the gabai with a set of keys who wouldn't open the gate for the Rotzeach to enter the Shiloh of Machne Leviyah, since it didn't serve as a place of refuge, told him to go hide behind the 5 people standing around Obama and arguing over which karbanos can be brought on it, and asked the Nazir bringing his olin shlamim on it for directions to an ir mikla, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchukas where miran the chlamim whether a Nazir's karbanos can be brought on a private Obama. Daf Kuf Yud Ches. So the Simon Daf Kuf Yud Ches is Kichel. So here goes. The man from Shevi Yosef who munched on Kichel. Kichel? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The man from Shevi Yosef munched on Kichel with his Kachim Kalim while watching by Yamayim videos with an eyesight of Mishkan Shiloh, which reminds us the Gemara brings sources for eating Kachim Kalim in Shiloh, Bechoa Roa, and we learn why Yosef married a Mishkan Shiloh in his portion. Yosef is described as Ben Poros Aliayin, a fruitful son because of the eye teaching, Ayin Shul Ratzis Alazon Belahanos Medaber Sheinu Shaloh, the eye which did not want to feed from and enjoy something which was not his, referring to Eishes Potiphar, Tizk V'tochel Kamol Einewa, should merit to eat Kachim as far as its eyesight. So the man from Shevi Yosef who munched on Kichel with his Kachim Kalim while watching by Yamayin videos with an eyesight of Mishkan Shiloh and had a straight line of vision to part of the Mishkan with nothing blocking him, which reminds us, a braisa defines Bechoa Roa as Kosha Rove Ein Davar Mapsik, anywhere one sees Shiloh and nothing obstructs his vision. Rapapa said that seeing Shiloh does not mean Roa Kulo, seeing all of it, Ela Roa Miksaso, rather it means seeing part of it. So the man from Shevi Yosef who munched on Kichel with his Kachim Kalim while watching by Yamayin videos with an eyesight of Mishkan Shiloh and had a straight line of vision to part of the Mishkan with nothing blocking him, argued with his friend from Shevet Binyamin if the Shekhinah rested in Yosef's portion in Shiloh, which reminds us the Gemara brings a Malchokas if the Shekhinah rested in Yosef's portion in Shiloh. Daf Kuf Yud Tes. So the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Tes is a kite. So here goes. The boy eating his Maaser Sheni while flying his kite. Kite? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Tes. The boy eating his Maaser Sheni while flying his kite far away from Nova and Givon, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, why does the Mishnah not teach that one was required to bring his Maaser Sheni to Nova and Givon? Rabbi Yochanan answered that we derive from a Gezer Shava of Shamsham from the Aron. Therefore, since the Aron was not in the Mishkan in Nova and Givon, rather was in Kiryat Yarim and later in Ir David, Maaser Nami Lavai, Maaser also did not need to be eaten there. So the boy eating his Maaser Sheni while flying his kite far away from Nov and Givon, standing next to 2 boys from Shiloh and Yerushalayim fighting over who should use the Menucha and Nachla kites, which reminds us the Gemara brings 4 opinions as to what Menucha and Nachla refer to. So the boy eating his Maaser Sheni while flying his kite far away from Nov and Givon, standing next to 2 boys from Shiloh and Yerushalayim fighting over who should use the Menucha and Nachla kites, had no idea how to answer a boy who asked if Kachi Bamba Katama, which were brought on a Bamba Gadola, require Chitzui, which reminds us, Gemara discusses if Kachi Bamba Katana, which were brought on a Bamba Gadola, require Chitzui, a demarcation line for blood. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn sources for eating Kachim Kalim in Shiloh, Bechoa Roa, and why Yosef merited Mishkan Shiloh in his portion? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Good. Number 2. which daf in the Gilgal was considered Mechusar's man, premature relative to Shiloh regarding obligatory karbanas, which could not be brought until Shiloh. That's on daf Kufya Dalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf does Gemur discuss the source for his man restrictions applying to a Bama Katana? That's on daf Kufchaf. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that the definition for Bekoa Roa is anywhere one sees Shiloh and nothing obstructs his vision? That's on daf Kuf Yud Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu was sanctified through the deaths of Nadav and Aviyu? That's on daf Kuf Tes Vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss Shechitas Laila by Obama's Yachid? That's on daf Kuf Chav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have Machlokas of Yisrael came before Matan Torah or after, and what prompted him to come? That's on daf Kuftes Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf brings the Machlokas about a Nazir's Karban is being brought on a private Bama? That's on daf Kufyat Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss what the din is of an Oz Bama Siyachid that was brought Lifnim and then brought Lechutz? That's on daf Kufchav. Great. And number 10. Which daf during the Karban Pesach during the other days of the year brought Lo Shmo is valid as a Shlamim? That's on daf Kuftes Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.